Cause I'm chilling with my best friend. Cause I'm chilling. Rocking with my best friend and the time will never end. Pick your brain for the convo that we normally keep within. Logging in, you just say when. Rocking fashion for the trend. It's a vibe that will never ever end. Cause I'm chilling with my best friend. Cause I'm chilling with my best friend. Cause I'm chilling with my best friend. A vibe that will never ever end. Cause I'm chilling with my best friend. Cause I'm chilling with my best friend.
Yo.
Hey.
I'm still trying to figure out why I say connected call. Another episode from the whip.
Yes. Shout out to Tom O'Brien.
Who?
That's where I got my car from.
Tom O'Brien?
Yeah, Tom Nim.
He Irish. He was white?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But Tom didn't give me my car. The other folks did.
Who? His twin brother, Timmy?
So you know him?
Hell no. This is my guess.
Anyway, hey.
What up, folks?
We're back.
Real swift, bet you want to address the people on the emails or lack thereof.
Right. Excuse us.
Excuse us.
We didn't get no emails this rip, which is real different.
Yeah, I mean, we know.
I know y'all was unwrapping gifts and spreading holiday cheer like we asked. But,
drinking hot chocolate and singing Christmas carols.
Not the caroling.
that's an allusion back to the Christmas episode, right? Where you said you never saw a caroler.
Ever in life.
Except on TV. So, did anybody go caroling?
That's
of the day.
Right, because nobody hit us up. But nobody told us if they ever seen a caroler or was a caroler.
We appreciate y'all emails and give us something to kind of feed off of. And we're going to discuss, but then we want to talk about, what
y'all
feeling.
What you want to talk about.
Yep. So hit us up with them emails, bestfriendtalk@yahoo. right. T-Nasty, where you at, phone him? And then real quick, we want to do the plugs because we be forgetting at the end of the episode. So, if y'all trying to catch me, y'all trying to see my beautiful face. For those who don't know, I am 5'11", 195 pounds. I try to work out regularly. I like long walks.
This man needs to be on The Bachelor.
But if y'all trying to see me, hit me up at Zaddy Kells on Snapchat, ZADDY_KELZ. It is fitting, I know. Zaddy Kells. That's pretty much where you can find me. I'm on pretty much everything, Facebook, IG, Twitter, but I don't really be on them other sites like that. Zaddy Kells, Snapchat, hit me up.
Oh,
Breasticles, it's on you.
Yes, my Snapchat is Yana P. YAUNAP.
P.
Like Paul.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah, so yeah. Snap, Twitter, I give that out every time, even though I don't want to.
She stay on Twitter, so if y'all really trying to, get a nice little dose of her comedy, her comedic bone, her funny bone. You like that?
The humorous. The humorous.
Oh, look at you. Look at you. Little A&P in the building. See, we smart when we want to be, y'all. For y'all that don't know, the humerus is the thigh bone. It's actually the biggest bone in the body and one of the strongest. Get it? Humorous. For those who don't know. All right. I imagine not all our followers got a 3.5 and above, so...
That's so rude to assume.
Listen, we accept all,
Anywho.
Anywho.
You didn't blew it. You didn't call these people stupid. Like, Jesus.
We love y'all.
Check this out, though. If you are listening to this, which you will be, hopefully. If you are listening to this tomorrow, hit me up. I'll be 29.
Oh, snap.
We need a round of applause or something.
Oh, we need the artificial one? Like, we got a big-ass crowd recorded in front of a live studio audience. Beth's going to be 29 tomorrow, y'all. So send them emails. Send them happy birthday emails. Hit her up on Twitter, like she said, Snapchat, whatever. Hop in her DM, fellas. Hit her with that, that birthday shout-out.
Yes.
Happy birthday to ya.
Hit it.
Happy.
Okay, you know what?
Okay.
It's that Prince that what they give me every time. Hold on, what's my Cash App?
Let's see. You giving the Cash App out? You little slut, you.
I think it's just Ariana's.
Ooh, harlot.
Hit me. Nah, it's Yeezy.
It's Yeezy.
It's Yeezy. It's
dollars. You always got to put the dollar sign? I ain't got Cash App. I wouldn't know.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, so it's dollar sign Y-E-E-Z-I-I. Hit her up. Send her a little something. Yeah. She into
my balance. I got a little balance anyway.
She like the finer things in life. You know, she like to get her eyebrows done. Her nails stay done. Y'all know what it is. Okay. She like purses. She like owls. You like elephants too?
I love elephants.
She like elephants. She like owls.
Candles.
She like candles.
And socks.
Socks. She likes chocolate. what else she like best?
Anything that blings.
Anything that blings.
That's me.
Whatever that means.
Shiny. I like shiny.
She likes sequins, bedazzlement. Y'all know what it is. Send best a little $2 or something.
Yeah, just a little $2.50.
Yeah, it's,
I don't ask for much.
She's trying to buy a candy bar and a Happy Meal or something. You know what it is.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
Happy birthday, my nigga.
You said it. I thought you was going to say it.
I'm trying to respect my white following. No?
Oh, okay, never
mind. Wait, what you thought I was going to say?
Ho.
Oh, I thought about it.
I know you did. I was just waiting on it. Patiently waiting. So, yeah, y'all, Happy New Year. This is our first episode of...
Oh, snap. 2021.
Yeah, first episode of 2021, man.
Look, and we already 11 days in. Look, this year already fun, bro.
Already. We made it, though. That's... Listen.
Yeah, we
did. I thought the whole world was going to cave in soon as...
Something.
Soon as we...
Right.
Soon as the clock strikes.
Soon as we woke up on January 1st. Birds was chirping. Flowers was blooming. Mm-hmm. I had a deer right outside my window come up to me. I was feeding it.
So you think you're on the Sound of Music?
You know.
Where were you? Wasn't we together?
I might have been dreaming. Oh, we was together. Oh yeah, my bad. And me and Bess had a nice little New Year. Hey, I can't lie, y'all. I was a little down this New Year. I've been going through some little personal stuff emotionally. But you know me. I'm gonna get past that. But check it, Bess, she a real one because she brought me in per usual. She took me around her family. And it was dope, man. We played games.
We starved a little bit.
We did starve. And
my uncle them is so dope, and they always do something big. You know, they rented a huge and nice Airbnb.
Yeah.
But they cooked a little later. So
a little.
So check it. We kind of missed it, which they didn't tell me that. So I guess we were supposed to go earlier, and they had pizza, and then they was going to bring in the New Year cooking the meal that
got
they cooked.
You.
But that wasn't related to me
at all
correctly.
Because people... Because
we starved ourselves.
What time was it when we got there?
Oh, we got there...
at 8 something, right? 9?
Yeah, we got there at 9 something.
We got there at 9, right? December 31st, 9 p.m. So we like, all right, about to go in, smash, drink, play games, bring in the New Year. When we walked in and I'm meeting aunties and cousins, hey, baby, she's picking greens as we're walking in. I'm like,
Bess?
Mind you, we were so hungry. We had, 11 o'clock that day?
Yep.
11 a.m.?
Yep.
So we was hungry. And for those who don't know, I get a little tootin' when I ain't ate. Yeah, I get very hangry and I be trying to not be like that. But it's hard, man. When I don't eat, I be having a whole attitude. And, but I did good. I did well.
You did very well.
Yeah. So, point being, it was fun, man. You know, Bessie
right. And I know
down.
My auntie be listening. So, auntie, shout out to you, cause I went back the next day and ate the food that we were supposed to eat.
It was probably everything too. And a lot of that food be better the next day, cause that season.
Yeah,
settled.
That season settled. Mm-hmm. Them beans was fire, y'all. I said, let me get some good luck this year, because I never eat cabbage and black eyed peas, all the stuff that they tell you to eat for good luck.
I wanted some cabbage so bad.
Man, it was everything.
Cabbage is one of my favorites, y'all. Oh, Lord.
Mine too, and nobody in my house eat it. So
F
it just,
that.
Yeah.
I would have disowned everybody. No, that's real, though, because a lot of people in my family don't eat cabbage or don't eat yams. I'm like the only person in my family that eat yams.
Yeah, I don't like yams. I don't prefer them.
And, but shout out to mom. She be holding it down. She be trying. She'd make me M's anyway.
She the real one.
They be kind of, they be kind of bland. But she know that. To her own admittance, they be kind of bland. She'd be like, F it. I don't make them. I don't eat them.
Don't do my mom. Mom, if you listening, he don't mean that.
No, I'm extremely grateful though. She did be trying, and I got my cooking skills from my mama, and I throw down, y'all. I used to want to go to school for culinary arts, so.
We still got time, Bess. We young. We need to do everything we want to do.
Bruh.
Let's go together.
My resume's so doggone long.
Oh, Bess, let's go together. Let's go to culinary school together.
Bess about to take this photography class because she love taking pictures, y'all. Like, that mess is ridiculous. Every 2 days, Bess, I'm about to take these professional pictures. My nigga, you look the same.
You got me messed up. I just want you to know. No, but I really do love taking pictures. I don't even have to do it and make a career out of it, but I really want to do it for my own enjoyment because I love it. And now, Bess got to see his godfew do it. My son is 3. He just turned 3, December 23rd, and my boy be out here taking good pictures. He got 2 good pictures of you today.
Man, when I tell y'all, he had you centered. He tell you when to say cheese. He know the right filter. He know the right lighting. This mess is crazy. Get his man an iPhone. And he got you.
Look, he moved people out the way.
Legit.
He
said, move. Yeah. Like, bro, he know what he doing. That mess is scary, like in a good way. That's dope. I'm telling you, if he get into that, that's going to be dope. But, is that it as far as catching up?
You know, let me tell y'all something else that the holiday brings. Freaking lost packages. Oh. I cannot deal with lost packages. I know somebody else out here dealing with that nonsense.
I'm sure it's a bunch of people probably still waiting on their packages.
I mean, I don't understand how people ain't got pitchforks outside the USPS office.
Pitchforks and masks.
Right.
You know how that go.
I'm about to throw a party. That's what it's going to be called. Pitchforks and masks.
So what happened with your, you ordered something?
No, like people sending birthday gifts and New Year's or, you know, whatever. So Christmas gifts, whatever. Christmas gifts got lost. They damaged the box. I swear, if they could throw your boxes through your window, they would.
Hey, I freaking love that Domino's commercial where they talk about the delivery and the contactless delivery or pickup. And dude step out the door and throw the box at the window, but the window rolled up and it just hit the window, laid on the ground. Bro, that mess is funny. For those who see that commercial, y'all know what I'm talking about. Y'all probably laughing right now. That commercial is hilarious.
Yeah, I can't deal. I can't. If they could slingshot you your package.
Bro, they so ridiculous.
Wait, right there.
Right.
Like, it's ridiculous. So they lost my package. They put my package. We have these lockers and you put in the code. They send the code to your phone. You go and put in the code. And then the locker pops up and you get your big package because they don't try to bring it. Shut up. They don't try to bring it to your door or whatever. They didn't put my package in the locker and then sent the code to the wrong person. Mm. So somebody could have kept it. I know they opened it.
I hope not. That's a whole federal offense. But I definitely know what you're saying.
Yeah. And it's a million people over here. I don't know who got my shit.
Well, hopefully they just took it back to the office or something.
They just now doing that. Like, y'all got the package 5 days ago. So, y'all. Wow. Y'all, I bet you they unwrapped it and everything. Like, oh, no, I don't think I can use this. I'll give it back.
Don't say that.
We'll see. We'll see tomorrow.
Ooh, don't say that.
We'll see tomorrow.
Y'all know damn well. Don't know. Ariana Paul, stay there. Like, you knew this wasn't for you. Damn.
Yeah, I'm over it. But yeah, so yeah, that's pretty much it, man. I'm about to go file a complaint at this point.
File a civil lawsuit while you at it. Get broken
Not
off.
Not a civil.
You can get broken off.
Right,
proper.
It's so much going on already, shoot, in the world.
I mean, that's real though, because what if the person that that picked up your package, what if they got COVID and you get it? You know what I'm saying? You need to sue somebody, man. Let's get this check.
Jesus, I'm about to go up here with Lysol, spray the whole office up.
Yeah, man. All right, so what's on the agenda, bruh? Happy New Year, y'all.
Happy new freaking year.
That's the moral of the story.
Make this year your best year yet.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that, because we will.
What she said.
We going on trips.
I echo that.
Yeah. So, what you want to go to first? New Year's resolution. Did you make any?
Hell no, I never do.
I knew he was going to say that. I just want the people to.
That's my thing. I mean, to each his own. I just do it, like Nike.
I used to make resolutions, y'all, and then I got to a point where I was like, you know what? F it.
I feel you. It's just me personally, as I get older, I take pride in becoming more and more disciplined, you know, building my self-discipline. So if I say, like, oh, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, or if I set goals and make goals, you know me. Once I do it, I hit the ground running.
You do.
Like, I'm back in school and whatnot. And
yeah, shout out to Bess. Round of applause
hey,
for Bess.
Hey, don't even make that clap.
Hey.
So, Yeah, man, I'm excited, y'all. Shoot, I'm doing big things, man. I stay busy between work, school, being a father. What else? Podcasting. Shoot.
Working out.
Working out. Sports.
Training a dog.
I got a puppy now, so really I got three kids. Shoot, yeah, I do a lot.
And you still the best friend.
Oh, you know what it is. I'm always be that. 10 yeah. years strong, y'all.
Gang, gang.
Also, y'all should give us ideas like every year on what we should do to celebrate our best friend anniversary.
Don't steal our word.
Yeah, we're going to copyright that. That's, what is it, October? You know, I get it mixed up every time. October 7. Okay. Because it's 10, 7, 10.
Mm-hmm.
October 7, 2010.
You always think it's 17, but it's 10, 17.
Because 10, 17 is Eminem's birthday.
Shout out to M if you listen. No.
Yeah. So Eminem is
Marshall?
Eminem is left-handed. He wears a size 10 shoe.
Y'all, if y'all don't know, Bess is the biggest, stand. The biggest stan. She's so cold, I wonder.
Got out of bed at all. Hey, shout out to the GOAT, man. I don't care what nobody say. Send emails, because I argue anybody that Eminem is the GOAT. What's up? don't get me wrong. I listen to everybody.
You do.
I listen to everything, everybody. Except country.
Marshall but, is fine. Right. Except Satan Symphony.
And he's still putting out fire, man. Can't nobody mess with him lyrically.
I like
and,
the Nat, right? The Nat.
The who?
It's not called The Nat, but it's
oh,
Nat,
yeah.
I like Nat.
Jay love that song, too.
Yeah. Shout out to my guy, Few.
Yeah, yeah. He know every word to Godzilla. He did it for me the other day. I said, wow. Wow. Because Godzilla, he rapping super fast in that, mm-hmm. especially at the end. This man knows the words. I'm like, Jay. You are something else.
Hey, he a baby genius, really.
My 8-year-old, y'all. He cold with it. Okay, so resolutions, nah, ain't really my thing. But you know me, I got certain goals. And I move in silence, you know. Real G's move in silence like lasagna. You know, shout out to Wayne. hey, Wayne got bars too, man. Especially old Wayne. Anyway,
legit.
All
I need Wayne to do right now is snip them 2.5 dreads off and then we'll be back in business.
I don't know what he doing with them nasty blonde dreads.
They didn't even blonde no more. Like, they like
dirty yellow. He gonna be looking like Coolio in a minute. He
legit. And Coolio looks so terrible. Why ain't nobody told that baby? Oh my. Okay, because y'all don't have people that love you.
Bro. Because
ain't no way I'm about to let my family walk out like that.
Dog.
I'm gonna just pull you to the side and is everything okay?
Bessie,
you better not ever.
You ain't gotta worry about that. I'm gonna stay sexy. I'm gonna be 80-year-old talking about it. How I look.
You look dead. Come on.
Damn.
Would I be mean if I
damn.
Didn't? Would I be mean if I did not?
Well, hell, I'm halfway there. What I'm supposed to look like, damn it.
Better shut your ass up.
You're right. We going to be talking slick. Talking crazy.
Hey, we going to be cool grandparents,
bro, I can't,
y'all.
I can't wait, but
we
going to
be the coolest.
I swear, man.
We going to be the coolest.
Hey, Grandpa, you ain't got no drawers on? Hell no.
You gotta put these on the glass.
I ain't gotta do a damn thing.
You could be stubborn. Jesus. Y'all, man. Ooh, okay. I'm sorry. Back on track.
I know.
So, listen, when I be asking best questions, he'll never be, very rarely, he be like, so, you got any resolutions?
I said that?
No, that's the point.
No, I was about to. No, check it. Because we be, listen, we go everywhere. With
left
you.
Field.
So many tangents. I legit was like, so yeah, I don't do resolutions. I just do it. And then I was going to say, what about you? But then we got into Coolio and being old. I don't know.
Right? How do we get?
I couldn't tell you. Hey, we both intelligent people who can multitask and our neurons just be firing. I promise we sober. We don't do no type of drugs.
Right.
You know, we drink socially and that's it. But we as sober as a pastor right now.
Right. We ain't had nothing but chicken today.
Ooh, I want some more.
Yeah.
Eat. Anyway.
See? So anyway, y'all. So yeah, I normally have done resolutions in the past, but I just don't feel like it's for me. I don't feel like I prosper in that area.
Why? You don't stick to it?
I just feel like this is stupid. Like,
damn. Dang. Excuse her for those who have resolutions and are currently sticking to them. Shout out to y'all. We proud of y'all.
I'm saying for myself. Huh?
Yeah, take that 30 second.
Oh, yeah. I'm saying for myself, y'all. I really can't make a resolution and make it make sense. For me, if you doing that, that's good for you. Shout out to you. Do that ish. But for me personally, I don't know. It's just kind of cause and effect. I feel you. I just do it. Like you said, I got a lot of things that's about to
pop.
Come through. Yes, you come through.
Legit.
Not pop now. I'm not pregnant. Man. Ain't nothing Whoa. Gonna pop.
Oh, oh yeah. I wasn't taking it
there. That's what it said. Pop.
Yeah.
No, so yeah, I just want to go with the flow. That's okay. All.
All right, that's cool. All right, what else then? I'm gonna do resolutions for real.
Did you get your stimmy?
You know I got my stimmy. Shoot.
We found out together.
What's funny? Yeah, I was here. Bess woke me up at 7:45 in the morning, talking about some best you get your stimmy because mine came in this morning. I said, I'm wiping my eyes. Hold on, Bess. Let me grab my phone.
You did.
I looked. I said, shoot, if you got it, I probably got it. Because I, like, Centere been taking care of me since the womb.
Not the...
Centere is where it's at, man. I love my bank. So I checked my phone. I said, yeah, it's in there. It went right back to sleep.
You did. I said, F you. I'm right. about to go have a lobster for breakfast. I'm over here eating right. lobster Benedict. Right. Excuse you.
I wake up like, what's that smell?
Lobster. Want some?
Lobster
steamed.
Right. And a steakums. So yeah, I got my stimmy, and then I got my two boys too. So y'all know my account was looking real figgity fat. So yeah, shoot. I wish I could claim my dog.
Okay. Why is that not a thing?
Legit.
Because he's hitting my pockets.
It really shouldn't be. These dogs are expensive, especially when you first get them. You got to get the vaccinations. I just got her ears cropped. What else? You know, you got to do like the little heartworm, what's the names? Preventatives and all that stuff. So dogs are expensive, man. Anyway, I got a cane corso, by the way.
She's everything, y'all.
Black female cane corso. It's an Italian Mastiff. Technically, it's pronounced Cane Corso. I'm well aware, but y'all know how Black people do.
Is it?
It's Cane Corso. Yep, which is so fancy sounding.
Cane.
Right, exactly. Her name is Gia Marie Wiggins. So
I named her middle name.
Bess gave her middle name.
I'm excited about that.
Yeah, she's a
beauty. I didn't name the kids, so hey.
She's a beauty. She's 4 months. I got her 30 pounds right now. She's gonna be swole, y'all. So don't try me. I can hold my own. But I ain't gonna even have to lift a finger in a minute. My dog gonna tag that ass if I tell her to. So y'all back up. Don't be trying me in 2021. That's how you get your feelings hurt.
Are we still talking about the same thing?
You're right.
This baby's stressed.
I thought y'all been going through it. I'm on edge, damn it.
It's not funny at all. Listen, because we have been best friends for 10 years, and I can really tell y'all that I've seen this man sad 3 times. Bess, can you count how many times you see me sad?
Hell no. You were sad this morning? No, just like...
I was sad this morning. Excuse you.
Last night and this morning.
Y'all, my mama left, man. She came down and she left the day before my birthday. I don't know why that's so funny, but I'm like sad as shit. Sad.
Well, it's been real.
Well, baby, you're taking me to the... Wait a minute. Why are you leaving the day before my birthday? You don't want to just wake up and smell the air with me on my birthday? So, yeah, y'all, I was a little sad. I'm cool now. Yeah.
It'd be like that.
It do. So,
mm-hmm.
What was you happy to leave in 2020?
Shit. Life? What you mean?
Not life.
You know what's a shorter list?
What?
what I brought with me. Yeah, I don't know, man. 2020 was rough. But I think 2020 was more so rough for... I don't know how to say it without sounding cheesy. More so for, like, mankind. More so than my personal
That don't sound cheesy at all. Obstacles. That's real.
You know what I mean? Like, I personally, you know, didn't lose a loved one. You know what I'm saying? Like, a family member. And a lot of people did.
So I thank God for that, man.
Yeah,
for real.
So I can't even sit here like, woe is me. My 2020 was probably as bad as...
everybody else,
you know, the next person. I know mm-hmm. some people had it really, really bad, so I can't even speak on that, you know. Yeah, I ain't. Besides, I don't even want to keep talking about that. I ain't the type to dwell. I don't cry over spilled milk. I start looking for a paper towel. So, what about you?
Yeah, I'm super geeked to leave all of 2020.
All of it.
They need to come grab Donald and pull him back.
Oh, shoot. He on his way out. January 20th?
Shoot, not 21st? Willingly. This man, y'all.
I ain't got no choice in 10 days.
Jesus. I'm not going to the inauguration. Like, bro, we don't care.
Bye.
See ya.
Stay home, my nigga. Shit. Call in sick. Phone him.
Please. Like, you can give it all up now.
You could have been to put your 2 weeks in.
He's so ghetto. Bessie's so ghetto. You got warrants in all these other countries.
Bro. Oh.
Why Iran got a warrant for your arrest? What did Man. You do? What did you do to them?
Exactly.
You done pissed the whole world off.
You want to speak on the Capitol building situation?
Yes. That's right here. Yeah. In the notes.
So I can't front. You're going to have to school me because I've been working heavy and I ain't been on Twitter, which is like my newspaper. So I know everything went down on Wednesday. I saw stuff on the news Thursday, but I didn't get the details. Just from everybody posting about it comically. I have an idea
of
what
happened.
And
that's about as far as I know because, you know, I don't do politics. You know what
right,
I mean?
Right.
And I don't understand, you know, like kind of how other people understand. But I was on Twitter crying, laughing.
Yeah.
So basically, all these people, Trump supporters, down there acting of a donkey.
Okay.
Basically, these people lost their mind storming Capitol or whatever. And
because he lost?
Listen, Bess, I don't even know what it was over.
Right. Like, what made them choose that day? What, you know what I'm saying? Like, from my understanding, they butt hurt, just like he's butt hurt, and
exactly.
He's a sore loser. And they're like, F this, we gonna avenge him? I don't know what the goal is.
Exactly, and that's why I was confused. But, you know, like I said, I literally have no interest in really digging deep into it. I just, that shit was just ghetto.
Yeah.
What, y'all climbing on the side of buildings, breaking y'all backs and arms, and he lost.
And then I heard 5 people die. At first it was 4, but then they found out an officer had lost his life. And that's sad. And you know what, though? I will say this, and I'll be done with it. I saw it on Facebook. And actually, shout out to one of my close friends. We don't talk so much as we used to, but that's still my dog. His mom, Cam. Cam's mom. Hey, Ma, if you're listening. She posted something. And she was like, we not asking y'all to shoot them.
Right.
Like you shoot us. We asking y'all to not shoot us like y'all don't shoot them.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Because they
no
was doing, they was, because
to...
like she said, Trump supporters, so you already know what the demographic was. And from my understanding, the officials were just letting it happen.
Legit. Officers
were escorting them.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
They were escorting them. They absolutely was.
And, you know, we don't make it a racial thing. It's there. It's in our face. You know what I'm saying? People be like, oh, why you always got to pull the color
card? The race
card.
Like, no.
What are you saying? It's there. Like, nigga.
As it's always been.
We walking down the street, we get shot. Y'all storming buildings and what happened?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no.
The Capitol at that. So, I wonder if this ties into him saying... Because, you know, it's a recording of him calling, basically giving, like, a blanket threat
about
those 11,000 votes.
I heard about that.
Yeah, so I don't know if this storming Capitol ties into that.
Well, not only that, but I heard Trump's son and then Giuliani or whatever his name is, I heard that they was going to storm it with him. They had their support, in a sense. Like, oh, we'll be right there with you. You know what I'm saying?
Just ignorant.
So.
And then everybody was like... making this big deal about the lady who stormed Capitol and she died.
Right.
Like, she stuck her head through the barricade.
Oh.
That's
a white lady?
Died. Yeah. Well, who else?
Damn. Now, it was funny, though, because there's a recording of this white chick named Elizabeth, and she was just so appalled that she got pepper sprayed. Like, oh, my gosh, they really maced me. Like,
that's what they said.
She was upset.
She said, it's a revolution.
Yeah. Okay, so you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, everybody.
Bruh. Like, get your ass
a revolution.
Out of here.
Take your ass back to Tennessee, Elizabeth.
Becky, get your ass out of here.
Hey, that mess don't make no sense. Legit.
That's crazy, dog. But yeah, me and Bess, we don't really do politics like that because we don't like to argue with people. We ain't got time. Because people be ignorant and they can't have a mature discussion. And, you know, we just ain't got time.
It's ridiculous. And it's sad.
It's so sad that we all can't be on the same page.
It's so unnerving because it's like y'all hate us this much because of our skin complexion.
Ain't that crazy?
It's insane.
First off, how can we help that? Secondly, what does that say about our personality? What does our color have to do with who we are as people? It's like, stop it.
Yeah.
What are you saying? This is a pigmentation. Like, it's melanin. It's literally right. Are you jealous or not? I'm sorry you're not us, because I wouldn't change my color with all the crap we go through. I love it. It's a pride walking around black.
It is.
You know what I'm saying? And I think a lot of it be jealousy, I think.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
I would 100%
think that. Because think about it. They try to take so many parts of our culture.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? They love our music. They love our style. They love our fashion. They love how we talk. You know what I'm saying?
They just hate us.
Just hate us. Sad. Everybody want to be black, but don't want to be black. You know what I'm saying? And it's just like,
everybody
all right.
Everybody want to be black till it's time to be
till
black.
Till it's time to be black. So yeah. It is what it is.
So, yeah, that was... Listen, last thing about that really blew me, best, and I'm so sorry, y'all, but listen. People out there, no arms, no legs. You need to be at home.
Wait, what?
Bet you did not see that meme of that man.
It was paraplegics out there?
Yeah. It was a whole line of them in wheelchairs.
They were vets or something?
Bet. I don't know.
Wait, when did the handicap convention come to town? No.
Listen, yes. I'm just trying to figure out.
So they rolling up on people, huh?
Literally.
What?
Bet it was a whole line. And the one guy, he became a meme because he had purple hair. And he had no arms and no legs.
Oh, he on them good drugs.
Who helped him get there?
Who was his caretaker?
That is what... You were my best friend, legit. I said, where is his caregiver? And did he drive him there? Put him back in the car.
Oh, no.
Put him back...
Somebody pick him up.
The audacity.
Put him on your back.
You need to go home,
strap
sir.
Him to your back.
Best.
I'm down here for goddamn Donald. I don't care if I don't give a good goddamn. I ain't got arms or legs. I'm gonna be down here for Donald. I'm here for his ass. I mean, we're here for you.
Wait, and his ass wasn't nowhere to be found.
And look, he threatening him now. It's an empty threat. But he talking about some. Oh, it's so un-American. And we're gonna prosecute. And it's like,
ass.
Shut your ass up, dog.
They down here defending your dumb ass honor.
We're going to prosecute them all. We're going to do it. Shut your ass up. Anyway.
Yeah, okay, that is what blew me about it all. That was just food.
Not Mr. No Arms, No Legs.
No arm. I'm going to show you him.
Mr. Torso? Mr. Midsection?
Best.
You right. He shouldn't have been down there.
Apologize right now.
He shouldn't have been down there.
God, do, I love my limbs. Just get Best because he don't know how to act. Ooh. All right, next topic. That's okay. Why did you call this man Mr. Midsection?
I'm just saying, dog.
Ooh, best out of line, y'all. Ooh, Jesus. Okay.
What was he wearing, real quick? What was he wearing? I just gotta know. Please paint me this picture.
I just gotta show you.
He on the leather vest, did he?
Nah, he just had on the red t-shirt.
Wait, so the sleeves was pinned? Because you know they'll put him in a ponytail holder.
Oh, God, Bess, I don't even know.
His arms ain't there.
Oh, God. I think he had, like, a Trump shirt or something. But look at this meme.
The meme is somebody dipping him like a chicken nugget. Oh, my gosh. And you say I'm bad. Damn.
Bess, I'm sorry,
he
but
he look
they...
old and racist.
He does. That's so oh, sad. God. Okay, y'all. Jesus.
Ooh, he look like his last name is Prejudice.
Mr. Midsection Prejudice.
That's right. That's right.
Oh, God. Okay, anywho, moving on, y'all. Bess.
Yo.
Since it's a new year.
Yo.
What was your favorite, and I already know, but for the people, what was your favorite album of last year?
My favorite album?
Uh-huh.
Damn.
What was your top album last year?
Do you know? Because I don't know if I know.
Well, I was going to ask a couple questions, so.
You know yours or you know mine?
I'm saying I know what some of your answers are for the couple
got
questions
you.
I gotta ask.
Got you. Damn, that's a whole year, huh?
whole year.
I'm trying to think what I'm still listening to that came out last year. Well, of course, like I said, Eminem, he dropped Murder to Be Music By, and then he dropped the deluxe. So of course I'm still bumping that. Damn. I feel like I'ma forget something. What am I still listening to from last year? I don't know.
Doesn't sound so weird to say from last year.
From last year. I couldn't tell you. Like I said, I listened to everything. I don't think there was anything that really stood out like, oh, album of the year right here, y'all.
Right.
I don't know if I could really say that.
Okay.
Wow, what's up? What you got?
I really did like that Ariana Grande's album. I really messed with that album.
Okay.
For me personally, I really like that. And then, because I'm doing the same thing you're doing, is looking. Good News was fire to me, too.
Good News was dope.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Good News was fire. Shoot, people didn't have nothing to do but make
music. Yeah, I'm trying to think. Man, I know y'all probably yelling at the phone right now or yelling at y'all listening device. Because I'm really... who are we forgetting about? Because even Megan came out towards the end of the year.
Right.
So it's probably somebody that dropped earlier in the year that we're just not thinking about.
Big Sean.
Oh, Big Sean's album was nice.
Fire.
Detroit 2? Yep. That was nice. Damn.
That was fire.
He needs to be nominated for that one.
Definitely.
Best rap album. He definitely needs to be nominated.
Moneybag Yo and Black Youngsta.
Ooh, they dropped that album. I didn't even listen to it all the way through because I forgot. Okay. I'm going to check that one out. I'm a big fan of Moneybag Yo. I'm a big fan of Young Dolph. I used to not care for Yachty, but he grew on to me. You just got to be in the mood. Like, you can't be in a J. Cole mood and then listen to Yachty. I mean, you got to know what you're getting into.
Mm-hmm.
Mumble rap ain't bad, especially if the beat is nice. I mean, you listening to it to turn up. You're not listening to it to be enlightened. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So you just got to keep that in mind. But everybody, they got a place in the game for the most part. I even like Lil Pump. You know what I'm saying? It's turn-up rap.
Absolutely not.
It's turn-up rap. That's all it is. Them beats, they don't be talking about nothing. Don't get me wrong. They talk about ish. But if you're looking to just kick it or, like I said, just get hype, yeah, plenty of joints by them artists. So everybody got a place. I don't even know best. I listen to a little bit of everything. I'm still bumping that Miley. Yeah.
I ain't even thought about listening to it.
Still bumping that Miss Cyrus. I'm still bumping Taylor. T-Swizzle. She did a follow-up album to that Folklore. She got Evermore now. That's a nice little joint she dropped. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm still listening to 21. He dropped that, what's it called? He dropped the second one.
Savage Mode?
Savage Mode 2. With Morgan narrating it. Mr. Freeman.
I love Morgan.
So, yeah, that's about it. Anywho.
Yes, so...
Give me something juicy. What you got on that is juicy? What? What's up, Bess?
I need to pause it.
Oh, okay. All right, we'll be right back after a brief intermission. Bess got a boo-boo or something. We'll be right back.
No, I don't! All right, I'm back, and I did not have to boo-boo.
Yeah,
like right. I said, my birthday tomorrow, so people dropping off stuff. I'm sorry. I needed to grab this stuff. So I didn't get a cake this year, but my fave, Daisy, she her sister made me some cookies, so I had to grab those.
Cookies.
At least I ain't eating them on air, like Best.
I mean, at this point, you might as well bring me one while you at it. Shoot.
Best just be opening cereal. Like, y'all remember? if y'all been rocking with us since episode 2, Best was opening cereal boxes, dog barking. Exactly. He trying to get on me. Best a little temperamental at the moment.
Yeah, y'all. All right, man. So like I was saying, let's get into something a little juicy.
Sorry.
No?
Okay. Yeah, let's get it. So, we had a nice little
I'm hungry.
Not the deep exhale. We had a little hiccup this weekend, Bess.
Who?
You.
I'm just playing. Oh, Ebola.
Yep. Hot Woo! Topic of the week.
Bess, don't get me started.
That's a little sizzle for you.
I want you to tell the story though. I like your storyteller.
Jesus. Okay, y'all. So. We bowling, minding our business.
Right.
And I try to make plans, you know, to do the little birthday thing. They didn't work. They never work.
Yeah.
Plans just don't be working.
It'd be like that.
Hey, Bess, we should have just went out of town.
Right. But,
Anywho, so me and Bess minding our business. And Bess thinks he sees somebody he know.
Mm-hmm.
And not know as in, like, oh, man.
I don't forget a face.
Right.
I'm not the best with names, but I will never forget a face. So, we at the bowling alley. And wait, today is Monday.
Today is Monday.
This was Saturday. Okay, yeah. So we talking 48 hours ago, y'all. So, we at the bowling alley. I see this cat. I'm like, I walk past him. He with some chick. I'm like, dang, dude look familiar. And I'm like, I'm pretty sure that's so-and-so's dude off Facebook.
Yeah, best ask me. I said, hell if I know.
Right. So check it. Basically, it's this chick that I'm cool with on Facebook. I'm going to end up saying her name. So F it. Her name's Christina. Because in my storytelling, I'm going to get upset and I'm going to end up saying it anyway. So I might as well put it out there. Her name's Christina. Cool on Facebook, blah, blah, blah. And not too long ago, I was just on my timeline. I saw she got in a relationship, you know. And is this some chick that I, like, hung out with a couple times or whatever. No big deal. So,
not no big deal.
Trust me, it wasn't. She wanted it to be, but it wasn't. So.
Player, player.
Nah. So I'm scrolling. I'm like, oh, okay, she in a relationship. And I thought it was funny to me at the time because she was literally in my inbox, like, a week or so prior. Like, hey, drinks, question mark. And this is when I was training. I'm like, nah, man, I'm in Atlanta, you know. Plus, I had something going on anyway as far as, like, that go. So I was like, nah, man, you know, nah, I'm cool. And then a week later, you know, relationship status changed. And the relationship, you know. So, again, it shows both parties. So I was like, oh, okay, you know. And fast forward, a month or two later or whatever, I see dude. I'm like, dang, he look familiar. And I'm like, wait, that look like so-and-so's dude. So I try to mind my own business, but at the same time, I got morals, and I'm cool with this chick, you know what I'm saying? We don't talk like that, but we cool. So I hit her up, like, hey, random question, where's your guy tonight?
Where's your guy?
She was like, I don't know. I'm like, he wouldn't happen to be bowling, would he? And she was like, I don't know. What are you wearing? I told her. She like, take a picture. I'm like, no. I'm like, just call him. She was like, I did. He not answering. I said, oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
Oh, hell. So, and then I even asked Bess before it went further. I'm like, Bess, I pulled up his page. I'm like, is that dude? She was like, nah, he got nose ring. I said, all right. I go through his pictures. I find one with a nose ring. She was like, shit, that might be then.
I said, oh, man, I think that's him, Bess.
Right. So, check it. This is the thing. This dude was there with a whole nother woman and her daughter. And so,
and somebody
else. And some random chick, a friend of the family or something, that had finger waves. So just to give you an idea of what she looked like. And she was white, or she looked white, and she had blonde finger waves. Lady, stop it. Whatever. We're not gonna get on that. So yeah. So I'm like, damn. I think this your cat up here, this your dude. So I ended up getting a picture and I sent it. She was like, wow. I'm like, shit.
That's when we knew.
Right. That's when I knew. So, long story short, she legit asked me to confront this man.
Excuse me?
Now, okay, now check it. Now, some of y'all might be like, oh, I wouldn't mind in my business to begin with. I respect that. It's just, I'm the type I would have wanted to know. If my partner out and you see them with another person, I would want to know.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah. At first, I felt she was grateful. She was appreciative. But then, you know, give an inch.
The tables turned.
The tables turned real quick. Give an inch, and she tried to take a mile. Because confront him, I'm like, nah. At first, I just played it off. I'm like, nah, she emotional right now. She gonna say whatever. Nah, I can't do that, Christina. So she started getting the attitude. You really not gonna confront him? I'm thinking to myself, you not my sister.
Right.
We cool enough to where I'll let you know. But, I really want y'all to think about this. I don't know this man. He don't know me. Like, I'm supposed to walk up to this man and say what? How is this conversation?
She wanted you to hit him.
Bess, how's this conversation supposed to go? Hey, man, I know your girl. You shouldn't be doing this. Like, I'm,
right.
You know, Captain Save-A-Ho or something. Like, no. What am I? And then how you think this man going to respond to me?
Right.
Because then he going to puff out his chest and get buck with me. And then I'm going to feel the way. It's a wrap at that point because this ain't even about you and your girl. Now it's about you disrespecting me. Now I got to fuck you up. You know what I'm saying?
Period.
So, Christina, no. I was just letting you know. No, I'm not confronting this man. I don't know this dude. Me and you ain't even like that. Like, mm-hmm. No. I'm
trying to tell you out of human decency.
Exactly. Yeah. I put it out there. That's for y'all to have a conversation about. So, fast forward to through the night. Me and Bess, we about to go hang out, go to some little birthday get-together. My dog on inbox, I get a message from her again talking about some, that's your cousin? I'm like, no, I never seen dude. Outside of you, I've never seen dude before.
That was a dumbass question, first
dumbass
of all.
Dumbass question. Oh, I didn't know that was your cousin. Nigga, that's not my, and it's almost like she didn't believe me. Nigga, that's not my cousin. We're not friends on Facebook. I don't know this dude. Right under her message, This nigga popped in my inbox.
It be your own blood.
This message literally said, it be your own blood. Laughing emoji. Nice try, though, bro. Nigga, what? First off, where you get the notion that we cousins? Secondly, nice try, what? Like, whatever, dog. Do y'all. I was looking out for this chick that I'm cool with. Whatever. Like, don't hop in my inbox. And before I opened it, I knew one of two things was going to happen. He was going to say his little whatever and be done with it, which is what I was hoping for, which is what happened. Or, again, he was going to get bugged, be disrespectful. Now I got to send you my location. Because I don't talk. I don't chit-chat, especially with no nigga. Like, no. Pull up. What's up? Like, don't do that. Especially over some chicken head that I don't care nothing about. I've been hitting quit that. What's up? Tooted and booted that a long time ago. Trust me, I don't want your girl, bro. That's old news. That's used goods. What's up? Nice. Like, come on, dog. Don't do that. She been tainted. Come on. Keep it pushing. Keep it pushing. What is you saying at this point? Like, don't do that. So, I didn't even respond. I just deleted it and kept it pushing because I'm on my grown man. And I don't talk. I don't talk about stuff like that. Ain't nothing to debate about. You trying to pull up or no?
Period.
So, and I knew he went about that life by the message he sent.
By the message, by the looks, by his actions that night.
I been pulled his card. This nigga was dirty, bummy. He looked like he had $5 in his account. Don't do that. You ain't got the resources to even begin to step to me. Don't do that. So.
The question is.
Sorry. We say all of that.
Right. I was supposed to tell the story because.
Yeah, I told you my emotions was going to get involved, man, because
he's a little upset.
I can't stand. And the thing is, it didn't even bother me so much that, like, basically, like, what you may think. What bothered me is that she don't go by the code.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
The code is, hey, what you doing at the bowling alley?
You don't name drop. Why would you throw me under the bus? Am I worried about it? Fuck no. But why would you throw me under the bus like that? I'm looking out for you. Exactly. And I told her. And we was going back and forth. I'm like, Christina, I should have just continued to let him play your ass then.
Exactly.
Like, why would you? You never, a true grown-ass woman or male never revealed a source.
Legit.
You say, nigga, I know it was you at the bowling alley. Stop playing with me. How you know? Don't worry about how I know.
How you know is I'm about to tell you what you got on and what who you with exactly. got on. That's how you play it.
You could even go as far as somebody I know saw you. Period.
Right, it's 1,000 people in there.
Why you got to... And she gave my... Again, we're not friends on Facebook. This man had to look me up.
Right.
He had to look me up and find me. So I know you told this... Y'all had a whole conversation. And then y'all had a conversation about how we supposed to be cousins? Get the hell out of here, man.
Right. He made up a whole story.
A whole story.
Oh, you talking about my cousin? I was with my other cousin.
Exactly.
Like, shut your ass up.
Her dumb ass. So,
this man tried to crawl up out of that hole, and apparently she let him, because...
Oh, yeah. Because I unfriended her. So I was... The next day, yesterday or whatever, I'm scrolling my timeline. She changed her profile picture. I'm like, I don't even know why I'm still friends with this chick. I went to her page, saw she changed her profile picture, but didn't change her relationship status. So I'm like, yeah, they wanted them. Let me unfriend her, get rid of this toxicity, and keep it pushing.
Legit.
And that was that. So, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, some people might be like, well, you know, that's exactly why I stay out of it. I feel that, but I just, again, I'm the type I would want to know. And my moral compass, that's just how it is.
And that was kind of my deal of it, because, you know, me and Bess had a little chat about it. First of all, it happened so quick. Bess was like, is that dude? We look, it was him. And then the conversation between them started, and it was just up from there.
Mm-hmm.
It happened so quick because I was like, man, I don't even know if I would mention it.
Mm-hmm.
Dang, I've been taking your water.
Hell yeah.
My bad, Bess.
All good.
So I was like, man, I don't know if I would mention it. So my stance of it would have been, it depends on the person. You know what I mean? Like,
if you're close enough to them.
Yeah, it depends on how close
you
are.
What if it's somebody that you were smashing and you cool with, though?
Mm.
Like, how much closer you got to get to a person other than blood?
Right. I mean...
You wouldn't have said nothing. Some dude that you cool with, that y'all had y'all little intimacy, but y'all, yeah, it's still cool.
Yeah, because I guess it's different, Bess, and I see your point of it, because it's Facebook official, so it's obvious they together,
it's
not
out in the public,
right? Not that I don't, you know, not that I, oh dang, I seen him out with another girl, but I don't
text
know.
Him.
I don't know if I would have.
So it got to be blood or a super close friend.
No, I'm not saying blood or super close. I just somebody. I'm just, I don't know, somebody I just smashed, like it wasn't.
A few times, though.
Right.
Like in y'all, that's what I'm saying. Where is that cutoff then for you? If it ain't got to be blood, it ain't got to be close friends. Where is it like this is the bare minimum that we got to be for
right.
me to send
it's
that message?
Right, it's very murky. Like if it's not somebody I talk, like I don't know. Like if it's not somebody I talk to regularly or I consider like an acquaintance.
That sounds like a close
know?
Friend to me though.
Yeah, it's murky to me, y'all. I still don't know.
Fuck that. I'll clear it up for you. Listen, if I see it, I'ma say something. It is what it is. If we cool like that. Now, if I ain't talked to you in months, you know.
Yeah, but you had just talked to
me. Me and her had just like, kind of like stopped talking, like to the point to where she cool people. Where it's like, oh, like she a good person. She a good mother. Da 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 da. So it was just like, yeah, you know. I mean, I'm just giving you a heads up.
Right.
Like I don't think that's
like,
so wrong.
No, and it's not wrong at all, Bess. I'm not telling you wrong. I'm telling you you're decent. You a decent human. You know what I'm saying? You a decent human being for that.
Yeah.
Because I feel like damn, you know, I would want somebody to let me know.
And that's my whole point. You know? Do unto others as you want them to do unto you. That's my whole point. I would want somebody to tell me. That's period. That's where I stand at mm-hmm. this. So yes, I would say something because I would want to know.
Right.
Even if we ain't talked in a year, but you see that this is my girl through Facebook and you see her out, I would want to know.
Right.
Because I ain't that ignorance is bliss type of cat.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
That I just, it's a very thin line, y'all, for me personally. It's a very thin line because it could backfire like this backfire. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And thankfully, Bess ain't ignorant. You know what I'm saying? Because right. that could have went way left.
Now, I will give you that. If he was feeling himself that night and he really was trying to get bucked, you're right. Then
yeah.
it could have went
it
left.
It was like,
all
damn,
because
this
I
wasn't
was...
even worth it.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Because at that point, it's shifting from me looking out for somebody to now I gotta maintain my self-respect.
Okay, so here's how I can make it make sense for you. If this is what would have been the change in my mind. Could I deal with my friend finding out that I seen their spouse out and me not being friends with them no more? Could I handle that?
Okay.
And if I could not handle, oh damn, I'm gonna lose a good ass friend. Then yeah,
okay.
I will want to get involved enough to just tell them. If I can handle, oh damn, if they find out and you know they gonna be mad at me and I'm gonna lose that acquaintance.
Will.
Oh well.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Cause it's not gonna make you fuck her. It's already
that.
Fuck her now. You know what I mean? It wasn't gonna make a never mind. And that's the difference because you don't know how the people gonna react.
I respect.
You
that.
Know. So if he would have. If we would have had a problem, listen, y'all, I would just gonna pull up at her job. So
yeah, that's because y'all know where she worked. Like I said, we was doing our little thing, and she a little bartender up at a little specific spot, and Bess was like, "F this party, let's pull up."
Yeah,
said,
we can pull up. What's the problem?
I said now,
because I didn't try to help you now.
Yeah, because I don't, like I said, I don't do that texting, I don't do that talking. So when I saw that she had put my name out there, I called her, and then she texted me back like, "I'm at work. What's up?" Bitch, you know what's up.
Like, don't act dumb.
Like, dog, I didn't know he would end up in your inbox. Christina.
Yes, you did. You gave him my information.
You gave him my information. Why wouldn't
and
he end up in my inbox?
And then play dumb about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that, y'all, it just snowballed.
That's what ticked me
quick.
Off. Like,
yeah,
Bess, we take, and I know you the same, we take so much pride in our research, in our education, in our mm-hmm. experience. We take pride in how knowledgeable we are, how mm-hmm. intelligent we are. So when somebody try to play us on that,
yep.
Bruh,
that's the easiest way.
Don't
to
do.
Me
I swear, I'm
the
so
easiest.
Easy going.
So
but
you think
do
I'm dumb?
Do not do that. Like mm-hmm. I'm so easy going, and I ain't got too many buttons. But if you know the right combination to push them, you will take me there.
Yeah.
Like, bruh.
Because it's like manipulation. You really trying to manipulate me? And you think
right?
I'm dumb?
You think I'm dumb? You think yeah. I'm these regular average Joes out here? You got the right one, ho. Like legit, that man's crazy.
So yeah, that is how I can make it make the most sense. If I can live with that, I have no idea.
God dang it.
If I can live with the fact that, oh man, they gonna find out I knew and not be cool with me.
I respect
that.
That
might be, yeah. I like that,
Bess. I'm glad you put that in perspective.
Yes, I try. I'm like, how can I make this make sense? And I'm that's how I can make it make sense.
Moving.
Because I got a couple niggas, if I see you out and you got a girl in it, boy, I'm not going to care.
Yeah, yeah.
You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? If you mad at me, I'm not going to care. But then I got them little sweet spots where I'm like, dang, it's going to hurt a little bit.
Damn.
Buddy. You know?
Okay. Real quick, I just want to say this and then we can, because I don't even know if we officially posed the question yet.
Right. So, you want me to just say the question?
Well, real quick, let me say this. Just to wrap it up for me. Moving forward with what you just said, I like that. I will keep that in mind. I was hesitant this time. I will tell you that the idea of the tea spilling was more motivation too. Because I ain't got much drama in my life, thankfully. So I watch a lot of reality TV. And so when I see something like that, it's like, ooh, I hope she come up here and bust them out. You know what I'm saying? So I came front a little. I was playing devil's advocate a little bit. But
because I would have been on my way. You heard me? I would have bowled right next to them, y'all. Bruh, I'm telling
if
you.
If somebody would have texted me that, I got to go, y'all. I got COVID. I got to go. Something. Family emergency, anything. I would have booked. I would not still be at work. I
That's
have to
legit.
Go.
I would have went.
That's a family emergency.
I
would have
just happened to pass out.
Yeah.
And if y'all need a concoction, throw some Mentos and a Coke.
Bruh. Start foaming at the mouth. There you go.
Listen, see, that's why you're my
you
best
know
friend.
I know.
Listen, y'all would have got up out of there quick. And when I tell you if he was on lane 30, I would have been on lane 29 or 31.
Right, until he saw me. I would have been exactly. pretending like I was just there just to bowl.
You hear me? Y'all, I am petty to my core.
Bruh.
I would have bowled right next to them. Mm. Oh, I would have sat down.
Mm. So who the hell is this?
Hey.
Hey, y'all. Having a good time?
Did you happen to see my calls? Not my call up, right. My calls up.
I'm pretty sure I just called you, unless you change your number within a matter of hours. I think I just called you. You ain't see my calls?
Your daughter was asking for it.
Right. So you're not gonna introduce? That's what made it so sad, y'all. Real quick, and I'm gonna leave it alone. This man was there with another woman and her daughter. He has pictures on Facebook with Christina and her daughter days prior. It's so sad. Y'all got the babies involved. It's so sad. Lord save the children.
What about the good?
Hashtag save our babies. Who they ain't gonna know who their daddy is?
That's gonna be the name.
And they both ugly white girls. Christina, okay. Like I said, she was something to do.
Oh, God.
She cool. But he got bad taste. He was ugly, too, though. That's what I'm saying. You gotta at least look decent if you're going to step to me, dog. Because how I look fighting somebody that's ugly? Like, come on, man.
You are so out of line right
I'm
now.
I'm just saying.
I mean, you
had them black-ass Bernie Mac gums, them Whoopi Goldberg.
You know what? Y'all, we just going to keep it right on pushing. So, I'm going to pose the question since he don't know how to act right now. So, if you see your friend's spouse or your acquaintance, let's not throw the friend in there. That'll get murky. If you see your acquaintance, if you see somebody you know,
right.
spouse out with somebody else, and you know for a fact that they're, you know, they're together. It ain't you know, oh, we mess around from time to time. Oh, you know they together. You know, posting pictures and going on.
Yeah.
You know they together. And they was Facebook official. So that just
that's
the little cherry on top, y'all.
Exactly.
So if you know for a fact, you know, that they're with that person that you know. And they're out with somebody else.
Would you say something?
Would you say something?
We curious. Please email us. Like I said, bestfriendtalk@yahoo.com.
Oh, I can't wait for Ty. Please, Ty, listen.
Yeah, Ty.
Call us.
I really want to hear your opinion. Bianca, I want to hear your opinion, too. right. Call us. Send us a voice recording. We'll play it on the podcast.
Legit, man. I'm anxious to
y'all got to hit us up with this. Marcus, who else? Like, please.
Man, hey, listen. I want to see what Dom say. Because me and Dom, mixed emotions.
Yup.
We got the same kind of mindset a lot of times.
Yeah. What's my man's name? Mr. From the same one.
Mr. Wavy.
Mr. Wavy, my dog.
Yeah, you and Bess definitely.
Bro, when I listen to y'all podcast, I swear I be thinking something and then you will say it. And
yeah, y'all humor we definitely
on, aligned. We on the same accord. So I'm trying to get y'all opinions for real. I'm curious. And then I also think it's gonna vary.
Male and
from,
female.
From women.
Yes.
To men.
So India. Yep. Y'all, those three are all from Mixed Emotions. India, please let me know. Because you are the level-headed one out of everybody.
Even if y'all don't want to send the emails, shoot us a text, send Bess a text, whatever. We just want to get y'all opinion on
that. Send me a tweet.
Super curious. Everybody, anybody.
Each one reach one.
Each one reach one, teach one. You feel me? Oh, God.
All right. So, moving on from the hot topics into the movies.
Movies. Don't get me started.
Right.
Y'all know I'm a movie buff, bro.
Real quick, y'all. Bess talked about me because I just seen Gothica for the first time.
Oh, can I tell him what you just told me?
Yeah.
So Bess just seen Gothica with Halle Berry for the first time. Bess has not seen Roots.
Oh, that's not what I thought you was going to say.
Nigga, you should have known. I asked you. I looked you in your eyes and said, can I tell him? You said, You was excited. I figured something was off because you was too excited.
Yeah, come on, tell him.
Hell no. She ain't seen 12 Years a Slave.
Y'all.
Bess might as well be a Republican. She might as well be an old white ass right winged Republican because she ain't seen 12 Years a Slave. She ain't seen Roots. Have you seen Color Purple? She ain't seen. If you ain't seen those, you ain't seen none of the good. Have you seen Amistad?
Nope.
Fuck. Y'all see what I mean? And you know what? This is a reflection of me.
It
because
really is,
you know how your mom Watch your mouth. You know how your mama be like, I don't go out this house looking like that. That's a bad reflection on me. This nigga sitting next to me needs to be ashamed of herself. And I am ashamed because 10 years strong, I'm thinking she knew. Mind you, this is so upsetting. Mind you, this is one of the most pro-black people, not even women, people I know. This nigga said, nah, man, I don't watch that stuff. It's going to make me mad.
What?
It's supposed to make you
a
mad.
A lot of people think that. That's a lot of people don't watch these. So I know.
No.
The master is going to sleep with the women. She's going to be raising their kids.
Listen.
And it's going to cry the end.
Stop it. That's not true. A lot of. Look at KK walking up. A lot of people watch it. Even though it makes them mad, they just don't continue to watch it. They don't watch it on movie night. It ain't the, hey, what y'all want to watch? Let's watch this. But but yes, most black people have seen Roots. Most black people have seen 12 Years a Slave. Most people have seen Color Purple. Those are our movies. Like, because they not teaching us that in the books, so we got to go to the movies. And those are based on true stories. 12 Years a Slave, true story. Great-ass acting. Classic movie. Like, Roots, clearly game changer. Alex Haley, Kunta Kinte, my nigga. Stop it.
At least I know who they are.
No, that's not enough. White people, you sound like a racist white person. Oh, I've heard of Kunta. Get your ass out of here. I have 3 black friends. I know Kunta. No, I'm just, okay.
So you want to go watch it tonight?
We have to. Like, oh my God.
Y'all, okay, whatever. Best, y'all know Best got a strong opinion, and he either going to agree or strongly disagree.
I be trying,
and he's so mad, but I just don't like,
Y'all know
I'm just like, okay, where are we going to go with this?
What do you mean, where are we going to go with history?
I know what happened.
You don't know the details. White people know what happened. That's the same people that be like, get over it. It was years ago.
And I definitely don't feel like that.
And I respect that. But that's what it sounds like when I know what happened attitude comes out. That
ain't
right.
Because it's a movie. I want to go talk to a slave.
Best.
My grandma was a slave.
But that's the that's what
my
we have right
great,
now.
Great
Listen, that's what we got right now. And so that's your resource. That's what you got to use. I know what happened. But that's legit that, seen them one, seen them all attitude. And you know that ain't the case. That ain't right. That's not even accurate. Roots and 12 Years a Slave are 2 completely different movies. Amistad, completely different. Help me out, people. It's so many. Those are just the popular ones that come off top. I've seen them all. Glory with Denzel, like Morgan Freeman.
A movie buff.
That's fine, but I don't watch it because I love movies. I watch those particular genres, not because I'm looking to enjoy my Saturday night, but because I'm looking for the history behind it.
Right.
That's the same reason I watch documentaries is the reason I watch that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm telling you, you gotta know that it's the details, best. I'm telling you.
So which one? Because I'm not watching all that bullshit. So pick one.
12 Years a Slave is on Hulu. Tell me you're not gonna enjoy that movie. Watch it, and then now will it make you upset? Yes, but it's a happy ending. It's not Birth of a Nation.
Yeah, I didn't watch that shit either.
You know, I came front. I started it. I have
and
to finish
then,
it. I have to finish
what,
it.
Tell me the movie. Tell me the name of the movie. About the boys from New York.
You ain't seen When They See Us?
Ava
DuVernay.
My
nigga, Black History, and that's more recent. That was the '80s. You have to know that
I
stuff,
know,
Best. And that's Ava DuVernay. You know she doing her thing.
And I love her.
Support Black business.
I do. Amen.
Best. She
up.
Cold. When They See Us on Netflix.
Yes.
About the Central Park Five, the 5 Black boys that they falsely accused of raping a woman.
Yes.
These niggas went through it for years. And they just got let out not too long ago.
I'm telling you, I watched a half of a piece, and I was like,
and Donald Trump was still calling for their execution, even after they were exonerated.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. That's history, man. You got to know that stuff. I'm telling you, yes, it's going to make you upset, but it is what it is. It's the ugly truth. Anywho.
You're going to have these people with pitchforks outside my window.
That's all good. We're going to get you right. I ain't giving up on you just yet.
Not just yet. It's too late.
You that crackhead cousin that everybody didn't turn their back on? And I'm just like, no, man, she just...
Wow, it's that deep?
Baz, I'm really upset.
Oh, you've been upset all day.
No,
Jesus.
F that, man. You need to know this stuff.
Okay, Baz, you act like I said I don't know what a slave is. Okay.
Anyway.
Just don't want to watch these dango movies.
Then don't.
Y'all, if it's somebody out here that just don't want to watch these movies, let me know. But I'm going to watch Birth of a Nation for you. We're going to go...
I didn't say Birth of a Nation. I said 12 Years
say?
A Slave. Look
yeah.
at you. You already on
well,
the wrong
Well, you named
path.
15 of them.
I said 12 Years a Slave is on Hulu. Watch that one.
Okay, yeah. That one.
Rewind it back
one
if you
of,
don't believe
One of the slavery movies. I'm going to watch it.
Yeah. Don't even worry about it. Anywho.
Birth of a Nation, 12 Years a Slave. Amistad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I'm
okay.
Watching
I'm going to watch them all back to back. I'm gonna watch them all tomorrow, y'all. On my birthday, back to back.
Yeah.
How long is it?
Well, shoot, Roots is 6 hours.
Six?
No, it's longer than that. If you watch it, how long is Roots, y'all? I have to look it up.
You what, watch it, 6 hours of slavery?
Change the subject, because you're about to piss me off. Change the subject.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Not 6 hours of slavery, Bus. You being ignorant. Come on, change the subject.
Oh, my gosh. That was me being funny. Why you?
No, that was ignorant. Come on. Let's talk about something else.
Oh, my God. So, I told y'all, Best Temperamental, y'all gonna listen to them like, Jesus, he doing too much.
No.
Cause he,
no. Yeah. It happens. Come on.
It's definitely gonna be some people
well,
that's confused.
We like to hear back, because, listen, when you friends this long, you could do that. So, come on.
He hungry. That's what it is. Mm-hmm.
Can we change the subject?
We about to. He just so mad. Anywho, moving on to the second movie to review. Soul. Disney Plus. Jamie Foxx.
Oh, Soul.
Yeah.
You saw it.
Yeah.
You liked it.
Yeah, it was cool.
You liked it or it was cool?
It was cool.
Okay.
I didn't love it.
I feel that.
I thought
what
was I
was going
to love it.
What was missing? I feel that, but I want to hear your opinion.
You sure? Shit.
Are you done?
Let's Jesus. See. So, y'all hearing us argue?
Right. She can't let stuff go.
I can't, y'all. God. I don't like people being mad at me.
Jesus.
Or irritated or anything, because what did I do to you? That's my personality. It's hilarious. Anywho, y'all, this is really raw cut us. So.
Oh, yeah. Listen, ain't no shame. This is our podcast. We do what we want. Shoot, it's us.
Bah, that's all y'all gonna hear in the back.
Right. Shoot.
So, yes. So, y'all, with Jamie Foxx, if you're not familiar, he was a band teacher. Everybody loved it. It was raving reviews. And I did not. I'm sorry. I did not love it. I liked it. It was cool. I really felt like it wasn't a movie for kids.
That's why you didn't love it?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm just saying I didn't feel like it was a movie for kids.
Okay.
It was very complex. It made me think a little bit.
Okay.
But it was missing something.
What was it missing?
I laughed a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
It was a couple things I laughed, but I wanted it to be a little more fun. And then I think him being in the afterlife so long, kind of, I'm like, okay, what are we doing?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, okay, where are we going with this? You know? Okay. So, and then I didn't like the ending.
Let me think. I don't want to give it up. He passed.
They gave him a second chance.
They gave him a second chance.
But then...
You didn't like that?
Where was 22?
22 had life. 22 fell in love with life and had a life.
Right. And I just was
didn't
like...
Did he get a different body? Or he was himself?
No, he was himself.
Okay. Who did 22 become?
Exactly.
I mean, but you knew that 22...
Right.
Went to Earth.
Yeah, but I'm like, if 22 would have been the cat or the little girl... So my mind automatically thought that it was going to be the little girl.
Yeah.
The little girl from Ben, because she didn't care about nothing and she was... And they matched. Remember,
didn't they end up like I figured he adopted her or something.
That's what I'm like. Something I wanted to know. Something that's what was missing for me.
Yeah, but
like
a lot of movies do that.
To tie it all together.
I feel you. A lot of movies do that. Like kind of what you think is open for interpretation.
Right. And I've always been a person that don't too much care for that.
Tell me what.
Tell
happened.
Me what the hell happened.
I feel that.
If they walked off into the sunset, I want to know. If he married the chick, I want to know. If he went back to doing this, like, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but I'm telling y'all, I was angry when he died. I said, wait the hell a minute.
When he fell in the sewer?
Yes.
Why?
And he was like, when he died in those first, like, I'm like, oh, no, he didn't die already. Like, no, he got his job. Like, what is this?
Oh, gotcha, gotcha.
I'm like,
gotcha,
no,
yeah.
no.
It was just popping for him.
Yeah, and I felt like him. Let me out of here. Like, you know, why is he dying already? Yeah.
To draw you in emotionally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It did. I liked it, though, but I didn't love it.
I feel you.
It was missing something.
I liked it. I didn't love it. I know what you mean with it, like, being not as much of a kid movie. I do consider it a kid movie, especially with the colors, the animation. But
yeah,
it did have some depth
to it.
With
the deeper message, yeah.
It had some depth.
Did Jay watch it?
I don't think Jay seen it.
Okay, because
so
I
watched
been
it on
very
Christmas.
Curious to see what he would have said.
I know. I watched it on Christmas by myself, and Jay was with his... Papa, I think at that point. I'll watch it again with him if he wants to. or he might want to watch it without me. It don't matter. Either way,
that's how we can have them on interpretation.
I know what you mean though. Was it music?
It was like in that too.
It wasn't a musical.
Nope.
No songs. Okay. Mm-hmm. I like.
That's what I'm saying. So it wasn't fun. It was just.
To me, it was a journey. So that's what made it fun. And then it was comedic. It was some part. And 22 was everything. Was
hilarious.
And that's why I loved it. 22
was the star.
And,
of the show.
And 22 was so naive, but at the same time, so intelligent. Because exactly. It was legit like, okay, what's so great about this? What's so great about that? Why would I want to do that? And it's almost like, damn, she right.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
because I'm like, damn, I feel like that. You know? I do.
Yeah. So for a moment, it's like, you do feel like, oh, life is, it's okay at best. But then as the movie goes on, it teaches you to appreciate life for what it is. You know, it's the little things. And it's called Soul. It's a play on words. He's a jazz teacher.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And then, but they swapping souls in a sense.
His
you
soul
know.
Gets kind of tangled up there in the afterlife.
Yeah.
Because he's just fighting to get back to Earth. So.
Right. So.
And then he gets back to Earth and they accidentally switched his body. So.
He was the cat. That mess was funny, dude.
It was funny.
It was good.
I just feel like it could have been a little better. Yeah. If you know what I mean.
It wasn't as bad as Jingle Jangle. Would you agree?
Yes, I agree.
Okay, cool.
I agree with you on that. But you know, you like was like, ugh, boring. I fell asleep.
I tried though,
and I actually liked it. I did like Jingle Jangle. Okay. Yeah.
If a movie put me to sleep, it ain't for me. And just to give y'all an example, and I know y'all gonna hang me for this, Step Brothers. I fall asleep on that movie every time.
Damn.
Every time.
Yeah, they gonna cuss you out.
They are gonna cuss me out. People are so in love with that movie. Best. Yeah, I chuckle at that movie. At best,
hilarious.
I chuckle before I fall asleep.
Not.
I don't do slapstick. That is such a goofy ass movie to where it's not funny. And I love Goofy. Don't get me wrong. I'm a Wayans Brothers fan. I'm talking Scary Movie. But that's the thing. Like Scary Movie 4 or 5, that's so goofy that it's not funny. That's that white goofy comedy. I can't get with that.
Yeah.
And that's what Step Brothers is to me. And I love Will Ferrell.
Yeah,
love him. Talladega Nights. What's the one where he was Blades of Glory. And so many. What's
Elf.
Another one? Elf. Jay and Silent Bob Strikes Back when he was the wildlife marshal. I love Will Ferrell. I can't get with that movie. John C. Reilly, not funny to me. Can't get with it. And he ugly as hell.
Jesus.
You know.
Because that matters.
Yeah, I know. But just to add insult to injury.
He on the road today, y'all. It don't make no sense.
Nah, I can't get with Step Brothers. You know, it's too goofy to me. That whole people love that scene with the touching of the drums, and I'm just like, oh, okay. He touched his drums. He claiming he didn't. What's funny about that though? Where's the comedy?
That's funny.
So yeah, y'all could.
Yeah, I laughed at that movie, but I mean, I watched it once.
Y'all could write me about that. Oh, you only seen it once?
Mm-hmm.
And people know that movie by heart.
I know. A lot of people. Yeah. That's not my type of comedy, though. Like
it's
you said.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather laugh at the wood.
Exactly. And I love white comedies, but that's that slapstick. I can't do it.
What's your favorite white comedy, then?
Oh, shoot.
You got to give me another idea.
Superbad is hilarious. That's that sarcastic, aggressive comedy.
So you don't like Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle?
I like Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle.
I like Harold and
That's
Kumar.
Funny. It's not slapstick.
Hangover.
Hangover's funny.
Hangover's hilarious.
Let me think. I'm trying to give you an example of slapstick. Other than the scary movies. Damn, I can't think off top. But yeah, man, I love all comedies. Meet the Fockers, stuff
Meet
like
the
that. That's white
hilarious.
Comedy.
Yes.
I even like rom-coms.
Mm-hmm. You know I love rom-coms.
P.S. I Love You. Shoot. I'm hungry. I'm slacking today. Y'all know I'll be firing them off. Yeah, man. So I don't know.
Let us know if you with that or not.
Yeah, I know.
Like
I know. I know y'all love Step Brothers. Y'all can cuss me out on that. I will gracefully accept it.
They're gonna cuss us both, Phil. Normally, I'm the one that ain't getting cussed.
What else you got? So, y'all getting extra meat today, boy. Y'all getting that good. We already over an hour in.
Mm-hmm.
We missed y'all, you little harlots. Sorry. Hey, I told you we need names for our fan base.
We're not about to call these people the harlots.
They ain't got to be the harlots, but they're going to be the besties. What they going to be?
I like the besties.
You like the besties?
But I don't really want nobody to call me Bess, but whatever.
But that's what they call us. That's what I call you. That's what my family call you. That's what your family call me. What do you mean? That's my name. That's your name.
I guess. I guess we can share it.
She's so possessive.
Possessive. You know it. No, okay, so that was our movie. Do we got another movie? I'm trying to think.
What, that we watched together or that we wanted to talk about?
No, that we wanted to review. Or do we just got our shows now?
Coming to America 2, dropping in March.
We are going together, hand-to-hand skipping.
I'm going to go with you, for real. I know I'd be saying that, and then I watch it without you. Look, Bess be slacking. I'm a movie buff, and she like, eh.
About movies. Let me tell y'all about Bess, though. The movies that we were supposed to see together, Bess know I work weekdays. Bess would go on a Thursday night. Like, how was I supposed to drive up there and go with you?
Because movies drop Fridays, and I always go that Thursday night. Listen, I will be in a theater by myself. I do not care. I love movies. I've done it multiple times, man.
Multiple.
You know what, though? I meant to tell you. Jay, my 8-year-old again, he's so freaking hilarious. I took him to the movies. I took him to see Wonder Woman 84. It was really good. It wasn't as good as the first one, but it was really good, y'all. Love superhero movies. I don't give a damn. I'll watch every single one of them. I don't care if they're 6 hours long. Because Endgame was long as shit. So I actually went to pee twice during that movie. But anyway. I took Jay to the movies to see Wonder Woman 84, went to CVS to get snacks prior, and he had this Spider-Man hat on, and it was like a vintage Spider-Man, like where the blue was lighter, the red was lighter. It was like the comic book Spider-Man. He was like, Daddy, why Spider-Man look like this? I was like, oh, you know, that's the vintage, da 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 da. He was like, oh, okay, so that was before Tom Holland Spider-Man. I said, look at you. I was like, yeah, that was before the other two, too. He was like, oh, that was before Andrew Garfield and Tobey Maguire, too? I said, yeah, Jay, that was the Spider-Man from... the early, you know, century, the earlier time.
He didn't do his little research.
Man, I'm like, dog. I looked at him. I was cracking. I'm like, dude, you are my child. How are you able to just fire these actors off like that? I'm like, dude.
Yeah, he know people. Man, look, I'm I like, don't even know people's names. I'm like,
that's
faces.
My seed all day, bro. That man's crazy. Yeah. Listen, we love movies, man. Jay love movies and music. So
you better help you got a few. Cause he gonna
know movies too.
He gonna know Baps, The Wood.
What'd you say? Toy Story his ish. He was watching Charmin earlier.
Yeah, he liked the Avengers. Clark got him.
He
liked
the Avengers.
Clark got him on that. Cause you know I don't watch that.
That's what's up. Anyway.
So moving on to our shows.
Damn.
Listen, I told Bess that I have never in 24 seasons, now 25, seen The Bachelor, but
white ass
it's
show.
A black. Bachelor.
Let me ask you this.
This year.
Let me ask you this.
Dropped.
Sorry, not to cut you off. How many contestants? How many
32.
Potential? He got 32 women to choose between?
Yeah.
Why 30, so many?
32, and then he started with 32, and then I think he sent 3 home the first night.
I never knew it was that many.
I'm telling you, you need to go sign
I'm
up.
I'm not watching that, but 32 women? How do you filter? How many are black? That's where I was getting at.
It is one...
Uh-uh, so, you can count on one hand? It ain't half and half?
No.
He's black.
He's mixed.
Oh, he's mixed. He looked black, and he's black. Obama ain't mixed.
Exactly,
Obama's
but
black.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying I'm telling you he's biracial. His mom is white. But he's black to me.
He's black
he's black to
the
everybody.
World.
Right.
How
he's
only
fine.
Got...
That's all I'm trying
where
to say.
Where he from?
Where did he say he was from? Dang it, don't do this to me. He is from North Carolina?
Is he,
I want to say from North Carolina.
Is he Carlton or is he Tyrone?
No. He ain't neither. I mean, like, he just a suave, cool dude. You know what I mean?
So he got that balance.
Bess, you like, I'm telling you, like, when I seen this, I'm like, man, Bess need to go on this show.
So you could
you
want to
give your, yeah.
So I'm good.
Your background to these people, you need to go on this show.
So you could find him at the country club or you could find him. At the local
at the
bar.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
He got a nice little balance. He work out. He work with kids.
So my thing is, why they ain't got 16 black women on there?
I have no idea. And I really do wonder, y'all, if he has some type of preference. You know what I mean? Like he was like, hey, you know, give me
they
this,
straight.
Give me that, give me that. You know?
They cool,
I wonder if he like, if they showed him 100 women and was like, you know, pick 50 and then they draw it down to 32 or something like
that's
that.
That's a lot of women, though.
You know what I mean?
That's a lot to choose from. How do y'all even compete?
And they all different.
Exactly. How do you even send that,
and I'm
home
talking
that
drastically
night?
Different.
That's insane to me. 32.
Yeah, and so it's crazy because when he sent one of them home, everybody was upset. And a new episode come on tonight. Mm. He sent home a girl that everybody loves, so people was going off on Twitter. You know how they do.
They fell in love with her on the first episode?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Well, they was basically saying, like, how could you keep this girl? It was one girl that was so annoying, Bess.
Mm.
And she was going around calling herself the queen and had on the tiara and princess waving everybody. Just real aggressive.
Yeah.
And everybody hated her.
Maybe he liked that confidence.
And he gave her the last rose over this black ballerina, and she was cold. She was everything.
Mm.
So they was already salty about that. But he gave his first impression roles to the first ever deaf contestant. So this season
really?
Is
really
yes.
Wow.
This season is just very different.
Mrs. Mid sections on there.
No.
No contest. Okay. Well, they still got a little ladder to climb, but they getting there.
This episode gonna be called Mr. Mid sections.
Just wondering.
Oh God, I can't deal, y'all. But yes, so the first deaf contestant is on this one too. That's first black bachelor is on this one. He real relatable. Like I'm telling you, Bess, when I looked at him, like Bess, this is not.
Yeah,
like
I can't do no bachelor, man.
Dude,
it'd be drama.
You can
on there.
Go, but Bess, you can go on a dating show. You already said that, so why not to this extreme?
That's a lot.
What if we cut the women down?
That's a womanizer at that point.
What if we cut the women down? 15 women.
Because 32 is a lot. Yeah.
I mean, that's just the show. You know what I mean? But what if...
Who came up with that number?
Yeah, I have no idea.
And you have to get married by the end of the show? Is that how that
works? No. You don't have
you
to.
Just
if you
pick
find
one.
Love that's good. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Oh, okay. They end up proposing at the end and whatnot?
Most of the time.
How many weeks do they do this?
Now, that I don't know. Because this is literally my first time ever seeing this.
Yeah.
Now, of course, we've heard about it, but it caught my eye because they just had the first black woman. And now this is the first black male.
Well.
So they breaking these barriers, y'all. I'm interested, man. And I said, I'm like, because when it popped, I'm like, I ain't watching a Bachelor. Then I seen him. I said, now, wait a minute. I might have a little time.
So y'all give y'all opinion on this first black male Bachelor. I assume
Matt
a lot
James,
of,
he's everything.
I assume a lot of people going to tune in now.
Mm-hmm.
So y'all let us know. And I'll watch it vicariously through y'all.
I'm going to be sending best screenshots.
Yeah.
So, yes, yeah, so our second show, y'all, we normally tell y'all about The Masked Singer. They didn't came out with The Masked Dancer, and it is a snooze fest. Do not waste your good time, your youthly years watching this.
It's going to get on your last good nerve.
Y'all, best always stay up. Best just not the type to just... You know, fall asleep like mid movie or show or whatever. Bess was knocked out. I looked over, Bess's mouth was open.
Bro, no matter how bad a movie or show is, I'm not going to sleep because I feel like you can get something from everything. The concept of this show from the start was dumb. Me and my mama was talking about it because we love The Masked Singer and we was like, how you going to guess somebody off of their dancing?
Mm-hmm. Singing is very different.
Singing is completely different.
And they gave the clues different. Yeah. I predict that this show will be over after the first season. It's not going to go on like Masked Singer.
Yeah, no. Masked Singer on a fourth season. Yeah, I'm sorry. I keep forgetting about Candy.
Yeah.
Because she shouldn't have won.
Exactly. We both got mad. Like, she definitely shouldn't have won.
Dang, I want to talk to you about... I told you to watch it. I want to talk to you. I told you it was going to piss you off. The reunion of Put a Ring on It. You still ain't watched that, huh? The reunion?
Mm-mm.
Okay. We're going to talk about that next episode. Put a Ring on a Reunion. It came on Friday. Today is Monday. Best slacking. We're going to
discuss
it.
I was with Best on weekend.
Hell no. Nah.
Best watched it before me. You watched it on Friday when it came out.
I watched it Friday night.
Yeah.
Friday night.
I'm going to go in here and watch that after I watch Roots.
There you go. She better take a no though.
So yeah, Put a Ring on It, that finale.
It's gonna piss you off.
Yeah.
I'm excited to get your take on it.
Yeah, I'm over. I was over Puerto Rico anyway, the way it ended. So y'all, I'll definitely play devil's advocate a lot. And all of the couples that is on the put a ring on the show that we told you about, the three couples that go into an experiment or whatever with a therapist, they decide at the end of it, if they're gonna continue to date they're gonna marry the person that they've been in this relationship with, or they're gonna go their separate ways. And throughout the whole show, they date other people.
Yep.
So you either serial date or you continue to date that same person that you made a connection with.
Right.
And one of my favorites was Ashley. She made a connection with this fine man, and you could tell that she's just supposed to be with him.
Bro,
because her boyfriend is corny.
You could see the chemistry through the TV. Oh,
you can feel it.
That mess is crazy.
And she freaking said yes to her boyfriend's proposal. And mind you, they've been together for 9 years. And like, look, give it up.
Wait till you see the reunion. That mess is crazy. They're no further than they were from day one. You just wait.
They're supposed to be married by now.
They're supposed to be married by now. They've been together for 9 years. Like you said, give it up. Let it go.
It's been 10 at this point.
It's over. That's what they say on the reunion. That's so funny. Somebody make a reference like that.
It's been 10.
It's like, oh, it's been 10 at this point. That's what I'm telling you. That man's crazy. You're going to be upset.
Yeah, and they still not hitched.
Mind you, Ashley bad, dog. She from Atlanta. She needs to hit your boys line. She cold. Not even just her look.
They live in Atlanta, but I thought she was from New Orleans.
She is from New Orleans, but they live in Atlanta.
Okay.
That's what I meant when I say from. Bruh. She's not even just her look. She cold. Her personality, her sense personality, of humor. Everything. She's bubbly. She's smart. She know what she wants. She's ambitious. Just dope. Her whole vibe is cold. Like, just watching her, you freaking, ooh, Lord, you fall in love.
Best in fell in love. We gotta go find her.
I gotta go find her.
Her dude cool, but he just real arrogant.
He
just
arrogant
cocky
and
just
corny.
Very corny.
Very very arrogant.
And then I liked the dude, Mike. I really liked him. And then he found a bomb connection. He found the best connection that anybody found and gave it all up.
Whitney Cole, too. Yep, she was a sweetheart. She was a rider.
Now, this is not who he had been dating for years. This is who he started dating.
Right.
Like, throughout the show. And he went on, what, 12 dates? Nah.
Bruh.
He went on, like, 6 dates.
That was the only person he was dating.
Yep.
Throughout the experience.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So other people, they was like, nah, that's not, that person's not the right fit. No, that's not. Mm-hmm. And then they kept dating other people until they kind of found that fit.
What's funny is that Mike was on his 5th or 6th date, and then the doctor was like, I mean, you know, at this point our feelings starting to develop and connections, and Hollywood, the dude from another,
he said my feelings is
he
invested.
Was like, shoot, I'm involved. My feelings invested at this point. And that's real, Best. If you go on 5-6 dates with somebody, y'all exclusively
like
talking, right?
Yeah,
okay,
absolutely.
Make sure it ain't just me. Because you're going to know by that second, third date whether you see potential in this person
or
not.
Yeah, it ain't going to be
a sometimes don't even take that long. That's what I'm saying. You hanging out, you on 5th or 6th date with someone, which I feel like we posed that before. Mm-hmm. How long before you know whether you can marry somebody?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Bess, if I'm, we talking 5th or 6th dates, like, and we talking, we know we talking, yeah, we in a relationship at that point. Me personally.
They got to be.
Damn near.
Because what else is there?
What else is... What are y'all doing at this point?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? What are y'all still trying to figure out?
Right.
Obviously, y'all like
it. Exactly. Continue getting to know each other, take it a step further, whatever that next step may be, or you going to give it up.
Give it up.
Next.
Next.
In my top voice. So, yeah, y'all, check out them shows. Please, please, please let us know if you watch Soul, because I really am curious about that.
Mm-hmm.
Holla back at me, if y'all think I need to get my life with these slavery movies.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, you too,
cuss,
Ty.
Cuss best out about Step Brothers.
I want to hear your opinion, T Nasty, on if you watch those movies, how you feel about them. Is Best slacking? You know what I'm saying? So yeah, we got more on the list. We giving the people a whole supersized combo meal tonight.
It was just these two.
What you got?
And that can be whenever.
Yeah, I don't know issue about no Clubhouse.
Yeah, we was gonna talk about Clubhouse, the new social media friends that people tend to be on. I just got on there.
Okay.
So I think it's a good networking social media, but
yeah,
I gotta get a feel for it. Catch me on Twitter, y'all. I love Twitter. That's what we need to talk about. Donald being banned from Twitter.
Oh, I did see that.
Y'all, they've been making posts talking about some Twitter. Twitter's gonna go down in flames now that they bent. No, the hell it's not.
Why would it?
We've been trying to get his stupid ass off Twitter since the beginning.
Right, make Twitter great again.
What you mean?
Pre-Donald Trump.
Right.
Jesus.
Get his ass up out of here.
I feel like there's something that we're forgetting, like, more recently.
What you mean?
A topic that we wanted to discuss. Maybe not, though.
Maybe not.
Y'all probably over us by now.
Right, we didn't argue down here.
we didn't hit the peak and hit the valley.
Yeah, because Mess is about to cuss me out of here. Y'all. He gave me that look. Move on now, damn it.
That daddy tone.
He did. I hate it, y'all. We do. Listen, I want to tell y'all, in 10 years, we have had 2 arguments, and I can't stand it. I just try to send Bess. I try to hurry up and send Bess a funny meme or something so he get over it. Because, listen, Bess will piss me off, and he'll know when he pissed me off, but I bounce back so quick, Bess don't bounce back as quick.
You bounce back quick?
Hell yeah.
Okay.
I'll roll my eyes a couple times, and then you will look at me stupid, and I'm laughing again. And that's why people can't stand it.
Okay.
So I'm like, dang, that's why they can't stand it, y'all.
That's that superpower.
Mm-hmm.
But look, though, hey, are Leos known for holding a grudge?
Yeah.
Okay, well, this Leo don't hold a grudge. Tauruses are known for holding a grudge.
Ooh, baby, they terrible.
I didn't know Leos was known for that, because we don't get... Oh, no, okay, let me say this. Let me defend my Leos. I'm not going to say we know for holding a grudge. It's just that when we're done, we're done. That's 2 different things.
That is 2 different things. I'll give you that one.
So, like, we're not... Dan, a lot of Leos are stubborn. Listen, I am an evolved Leo. I used to be extremely stubborn. Now I'm just like, nah, you know, it is what it is. It ain't that deep. Or, yeah, I feel how I feel now, but let's keep it pushing. And that's why I was, like, trying to move on. But, I don't hold grudges.
Yeah, best be just keeping it moving. I'm like, I keep no, it wait, pushing. Wait, wait.
Yeah, a lot of people got to process and stuff. Like I said, I keep it pushing, man, because life's short and, you know, dwell for what? Like, we going to get past it anyway, so why not sooner than later? That's how I am in my relationships. And a lot of women can't handle that. And that's probably why I'm single, because, you know, I'm all about problem solving. Like, mm-hmm. I'm not saying let's sweep stuff under the rug. Don't get me wrong. But why are we sitting here staring at this spilled milk? Let's go get a paper towel.
Right.
Like, now I'm all for, why did it spill? You know, let's prevent it from happening again. I'm all for that. I'm communication and honesty. All for it.
But right now you just want to move forward.
Yeah, at that point, it's only so much you need to dwell on, though, before it's just like, dear, okay. Like, sweetheart. Boo-boo.
Come along, grab my hand.
Right, boo-boo. Love butt. Sugarfoot. Like, come on, nigga.
That's when it get real.
Come on, fam. Like,
not fam. I'm gonna fight you at that point. So no. Yeah, please send us your feedback. That's what I need. Yeah. Also, if you are listening from an iPhone, please go rate us. There is no reason why all y'all are listening from iPhones.
Yeah, man, stop being lazy, y'all.
iPads, whatever.
Stop being lazy.
Yeah, where y'all listening from? Because y'all know we can see, like, where you listening from, and a lot of people are listening from other devices.
Yeah, what that mean? What y'all got that we don't? I'm curious. Y'all know I'm a tech geek, so I'm a tech head. So y'all put me on the game.
Y'all listening on your elliptical? I want to know that
exactly.
Sound,
that Nordic track, that Peloton.
Yeah.
Y'all got money. Y'all listening from that
money?
Let me come work out with y'all. damn. I was about to say. It was related to that. What was we just talking about?
About them just sending
rating us
on the reviews.
Like I said, y'all, it's real simple. Don't be dumb. Go to the library.
Then you're gonna insult them.
Because it's right there. A lot of people might be like, I can't find it, man. Everybody ain't as tech savvy as me. Or other people. If you're on iPhone, go to Apple Podcasts. At the bottom, it should be 4. Let me pull it up real quick. It should be 4 little categories. You got listen now, browse, library, and search at the very bottom. Go to library, go to our podcast, scroll, go to ours, and then scroll all the way to the bottom. There's only a few episodes, and then rate us. And that's it. It's that simple. 1, 2, 3. That's it. We appreciate y'all. And send us feedback, text, social media. Like I said, Zaddy Kales. Don't forget the underscore in between. It's 1L, y'all. God damn. Zaddy underscore Kelz. Y'all be trying to Kellz. No, it's official. My first tattoo was Kelz. That's my name. It's Kells. It ain't Kellz. It ain't that.
Anywho, hit us up. Email bestfriendtalk@yahoo.com.
Yeah, we need to go eat and I don't know, get our lives together.
Right. Tell me happy birthday tomorrow.
Tell her happy birthday or I'm gonna come find y'all. Y'all know I'm known for it.
Are you?
I'm not, but I will be. I'll drop my location in a heartbeat. I don't even need yours. I'll send you mine. Pull up. Y'all better tell my best friend.
Oh, you're with me.
Y'all better. Oh, yeah, my bad. My bad. Look, I'm going to drop my location. I ain't even at the crib. I'm at her house.
They gonna already be outside with pitchforks for these damn movies.
Egg in your car and everything.
Exactly. What you mean you ain't seen?
What we about to eat?
I don't know. Some chicken.
Let's talk about food and make these people hungry real quick for the last 30 seconds.
You want pizza?
Oh, pizza do sound good. What kind?
We always go to PJ's.
We do go to PJ's. That or some, what is it, Pisano's? Mm-hmm. They wings?
Yeah. We've been eating chicken all day, y'all.
Listen, you know me. That's my favorite food, y'all. I can eat it 12 times a day.
We've literally been eating chicken since Saturday.
Listen.
But I'm eating expensive tomorrow, y'all. I'm eating at a fish house.
You want PJ's for real? You don't want Papa John's? Why you mention it? But what you want then? Y'all see what I deal with?
She legit mentioned Papa John's.
Now, let me tell y'all real quick about Beth. Best only eat pepperoni pizza and get on my nerves.
Okay, but look, I will legit get a personal pan if it bothers anybody. Like, I ain't forcing nobody else to eat pepperoni.
But we trying to eat pizza. That pizza is my favorite food. I eat every variation of pizza. Best, I'll take pep, please. No,
bruh, y'all listen to me.
Go heat up a tostino if you want
to
be
challenged. All right, listen to me. Less is more, y'all. First off, let me say this. You can't go to Italy talking about, let me get a supreme pizza. They gonna cuss you out. You can't do that. That ain't real authentic.
We're not there yet.
Can I tell my story? Anyway, nigga, you can't do that. Y'all be black people. Y'all extra with this supreme mushrooms, onions. Get the hell out of here. You can't even taste pizza at that point. Go get a salad if you want on them vegetables. Like, nigga, less is more. That's all I'm saying. Pepperoni. Damn.
Let us know about that too.
They like, he needs to go eat. You feed him.
Y'all, he is the Hulk right now. Pray for me and him. Because I'm going to kill him.
That's what I told y'all I needed to eat.
I got to go feed this baby. I don't know why we didn't eat before. Actually, we did eat before. He just angry. Hey, y'all, best eat every 2.5 hours.
Look, y'all eat when y'all hungry. I eat when I'm not stuffed. You feel me? I'm telling you.
And you in shape. That don't make no sense. Anywho, hit us up, y'all.
Can't gain weight to save my life.
It's just sad. I'm looking food. There goes the pan. I want to think about a cinnamon roll. It's over.
Ooh, I wish, man. I need a good 10.
You can have one of these rolls.
I'll take it. Ooh, I'll take it. Yeah, man.
Hit us up. Until next time.
We're going to let y'all go for real. Y'all be cool, man. Hit us up, man. We miss y'all, chicken heads.
You want to insult the people again?
They know I love them.
We love y'all. We'll holler back.
All right.
Later.